For more than a decade now, undocumented Hispanic workers have been indispensable on dairy farms across upstate New York. The immigrants live largely invisible lives, rarely straying off the farm to avoid detection by federal agents. They're also less likely to report abuses. Recently, farm workers and their advocates stepped out of the shadows and held a public protest in the North Country. They marched to the gates of the region's largest dairy farm near Lowville to call attention to what they call widespread wage theft, harassment, and other forms of abuse. David Summerstein reports.
Milk cows, not workers, about 40 people chant as they march up a gravel road past long rows of cow barns. They wave signs that read "No blood in milk" and "Say no to workplace violence." Some farmers, the protesters say, treat their cows better than the humans who milk them.
Tiene que tener dignidad para que los traten bien.
Workers should be treated with dignity, says Lázaro Álvarez, who's originally from Mexico City. Álvarez used to work here on Mark's farm, one of the state's largest dairy farms. According to farm officials, about 40 of its 55 employees are Hispanic. The Worker Justice Center of New York targeted Mark's farm for this march because of an incident under investigation by state police. A farm manager, Michael Table, allegedly beat a worker named Francisco and threw him to the ground several times after Francisco was reluctant to work on his day off. Advocates say there were witnesses, but they were scared to testify. Francisco was fired. Mark's Farm spokeswoman Lindsay Peck wouldn't comment on specifics of the incident because of the investigation, but she said the farm supports Table's actions and said Francisco violated an employee policy.
We support their cause in the fact that we obviously want employees to be taken well care of. You know, we've made numerous practices our way to some of the best in the country. Their housing is better than probably most people in the community. They have soccer fields for recreation purposes.
To our fellow workers working on this farm, Jose Cañas shouts into a megaphone as the marchers line up facing Mark's Farm's front door. Facing back at them, two farm representatives lean against a car. Curious cows peer out from the barn.
Que denuncien los atropellos. Que denuncien las injusticias.
Report the beatings. Report the injustices, the abuses, the racism, shouts Cañas.
No tengan miedo, compañeros trabajadores.
Advocates say it's not the first time workers have complained about Mark's Farm. But Rebecca Fuentes of the Worker Justice Center says on many farms, abuse of workers is common. Things like poor and unsafe housing, ignoring health problems, physical and verbal abuse, failure to pay minimum wage, and wage theft.
When workers don't get paid for all the hours, or they don't get paid at all, or they don't get the last paycheck, for these workers who are supporting their families, every dollar counts.
It's estimated several thousand undocumented immigrants work on New York and Vermont dairy farms. They present false social security cards that farmers don't have to verify. Federal agents generally look the other way. But this legal limbo leaves workers vulnerable to abuse.
Yeah, the immigration situation in this country does pose challenges for both the farmers as well as for the farm employees.
Steve Ammerman is spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau, which lobbies on behalf of New York's 5,000 dairy farms. He says workers should report any kind of substandard work condition.
If there's something that is not right, it should be reported.
But he says farmers bristle at the suggestion that abuses are common.
The overwhelming majority of the dairy farms, they take good care of their employees because they have to. They need them. Their farms wouldn't exist without them. And they could lose a worker just to another farm down the road if they weren't doing what's right.
Some workers do walk away to farms with better conditions. But Rebecca Fuentes says that's not so easy for immigrants who don't know English or the region and fear deportation.
You know, when you are not from this country, you don't have that many options.
Most of the marchers here are advocates from Syracuse or Rochester. Only a handful are farm workers themselves. Kathy Tucker, a union activist from Gouverneur, is one of just a couple North Country people here. She says after hearing the farm workers' stories, she believes abuses are more widespread than people want to believe.
Unfortunately, I believe this is the norm. And that really is very, very disturbing to me.
The marchers deliver a protest letter to Mark's farm and call for the supervisor under investigation to be let go.
Fire the supervisor who assaulted Francisco.
Fire him! Fire him!
No, no todas las fincas son iguales. Hay diferencias.
Lázaro Álvarez, the guy who used to work here at Mark's farm, says it's true. Not all farms are the same. He says he's found better conditions on a farm in the Mohawk Valley. Álvarez says Hispanic labor is a critical part of the upstate economy. Dairy farms need people like him to milk the cows. All they're asking, he says, is to be treated with dignity, equality, and respect.
That was David Summerstein reporting. WRVO's Julia Botero also contributed to this report.